I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Really pleased with where we're heading and the direction we're heading defensively. I think you're seeing the development of a lot of our young players and they're getting better every week, and our veterans that are stepping up and playing really well on Sunday. And I'm excited to see where this thing goes. So with that, I'll open up questions.
How do you replace Leop?
I don't think that you ever look at it that way. I think that as far as replacing somebody, I think you look at it as that we got two veterans that are, you know, ready to step in and step up in different situations, and you got to move some people around sometimes, and there's a challenge with that. But I mean, we're gonna, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and say we're not gonna miss Leo. We're gonna miss Leo. You know, I'm gonna miss the person, and the guy himself. But I wish him nothing but the best of luck, and hope he does things well out in Seattle.
Wink, is there any scenario where it's the right play to, in the last 24 seconds of the game, play defense, honestly, the way you guys dominated the whole game? Or do you have to back up into, like, a prevent soft coverage there?
You could say it's soft coverage. It's situational defensive coverage that worked pretty well in some games last year. And, it's man under and three deep. And, you know, at that time, you're playing the clock. You're not playing, you know, the offense. You're playing the clock. They had no timeouts. You're trying to tackle them in bounce, which makes them, you know, panic and go into a hurry up, Hail Mary, if you will. But it just didn't work out that way.
What did you think of the Kayvon offsides? I know he didn't seem to think that he was offsides there.
I support Kayvon. If he didn't think that, I don't think that. But they threw the flag. I've said that many a time standing up here. I don't think Roger Goodell is going to say, hey, hold on a second. I think that, you know, you're talking about a guy that's a young player in this league, and, you know, he knows situational football. He's mad at himself that it was even in question. And, credit to the Jets. They made some plays there at the end of the game to win the game.
Kayvon's playing, you know, pretty much every snap the last couple of games. How comfortable are you with that workload? Is that sustainable? And what to say about him that he's able to do it?
I think there's other guys in the league that play a lot of reps. The good thing is that he's young. Do you want him to play all those reps? No, but, you know, sometimes is the way the game works out. Do you want to have a play where he's not out there? And that's, you know, a testament to how well he's playing. So, you know, you say, hey, let's rest him, and then or go get him back in there. You know what I mean? And it's a thing that, you know, he's been working his tail off. We talked about pass rush a month ago, and, you know, when you're developing pass rushers, it's not just a straight arrow. Usually it's a roller coaster ride in developing those guys. But with him and working with Drew and consistently studying everything, you're seeing the growth of him as a pass rusher, and I'm really happy for the guy.
What's he doing better as a pass rusher?
Everything from the classroom in there with Drew and studying the tackles, and he's perfecting his moves and counters and things like that, and he's taking advantage of situations when he gets in one-on-ones, and Jordan, I just think that, like, you guys know how I feel about Kayvon. I stand up here and say it every day. I told him, hell, I feel like I'm his attorney sometimes standing up here. But I really do. I think the guy's he's a great person, and you know, he's becoming a leader of this defense as well. You know, I think that, you know, his hard work's really paying off for him.
When you look at what Dexter has been able to do over the course of, you know, last season and now this year, but the stretch that he's on right now, statistically, people talk about pressures and what he's been able to do for a guy who's lined up essentially over, you know, at the nose. Mm-hmm. For all the great ones that you've coached, can you put into perspective where Dexter is right now and what he's been able to accomplish?
Well, because I'm here and now, and he's here and now, he's the best I've ever seen. I think that when I retire and we're drinking a glass of wine down in Florida, you can ask me that question. But I tell you, the guy is, he really is, he's unbelievable. And it's like, a man that big shouldn't be that athletic. You know, we can all say that when you watch him. It's just, he's playing at a high level. He's very confident in what he can do, and just like, you know, just like I said, Kayvon, every year, you know, and every day that we spent with him, and Dre's worked his tail off with him as well. The assistants have done a great job defensively developing these younger guys. Look at Micah as an inside backer. You know, now it's not the same extreme as far as what you're talking about with Dex, but Dex is he's a freak. He's a freak of nature.
How do you prepare for a receiver like Davante Adams?
Well, I've said this before, Pat. I said he's one of the top two receivers in the league, and he's not number two. I think that guy is you can have three people on him, and he'll still come up with a catch. You know, he's a competitor. And I think that it's going to be a great challenge for us, you know, this weekend.
How important is it when a player...
I'm so glad you got your question in, Kayvon. You've been cut off like six times.
Go Thanks ahead. For looking out. I appreciate it. How important is it that a player with Thibodeau's gifts wants to be great? Because in my career, for whatever that's worth, I think you see players and you say they just didn't fulfill. So how important is that quality?
I think when you look at players like that, maybe they can't fulfill them. That's why they don't fulfill them, you know what I mean? It's our, you know, it's how we see that player. Maybe we see him better than they see themselves. But Kayvon is, like I said, he there is no ceiling on him, on how good he can be. And it's his personality, it's his work ethic, it's how he was raised, it's, you know, all those different things that go into it, and, you know, how much he likes to receive coaching, you know, and it's just, like I said, he's a guy that I always want to be around, and that makes it fun to come to work.
You've talked about in the past, you know, how much you enjoy it here and how much you enjoy being here. What... do you ever think about, just because it's coming up this week, Patrick Graham obviously had, you know, was here and then mm-hmm. left for there. That opened up the spot for you. Do you think about that at all, or circumstances of how you arrived?
Not really. I don't. I think, you know, I've said this before too. You're wherever you're at, it's where you're supposed to be. And you know, this week with it being the Raiders, you know, I do think about, you know, Mr. Davis. And my time that, you know, that I was able to spend with him, you know, it's just like I said before, it's those games where, you know, just like Buffalo, we were talking about Brian going back to Buffalo. I think it's just one of those games that you look forward to. You know, there's Raider fans here in Jersey that come up to me and they remember that, you know, when I was with them in Oakland. And it's, you know, it's a fun game to play in. If you're a historian of the league, Giants versus the Raiders, can you get any better than that? You know, I know there's other rivalries, but that's two historic franchises. So, you know, we're looking forward to giving it our best shot.
What do you expect from a new offensive coordinator, new quarterback? Obviously not a lot of film on either one.
Yeah, I think that's a tough one. I think that, you know, the offensive coordinator, you know, I've been in those shoes before, not mid-season as far as becoming a coordinator, but you know, it takes a while for coordinators to find themselves as well. But you'll see his personality early in the game as far as the coordinator goes, and the rookie quarterback is going to be a rookie quarterback. You know, the quarterbacks in this league, they can either come out and be real hot or you know, quick games. I'm sure we'll see more screens than ever, especially on third down, and you know, things like that. But you know, where they get the ball out of his hands quick. But it's going to be a great challenge for us because the kid has talent, and you know, we know he's going to get the ball to 17, and we know he's going to hand the ball off to number 8. So I think who's ever playing quarterback, they're going to get the ball to 17 and hand the ball off to number 8. And there's some other, you know, like Jacoby does a nice job for him as well out there. And you can't just fall asleep on the other guys. They have talent offensively.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.